Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily. H&J Daily. I've been struggling with that all week, the H&J Daily. Some of the best bits of this afternoon's show, which today featured Martin Kellner, of course, with a week of sport on TV.
Yes, and some other stuff.
Yeah, we had conversations about various things. And Sockley Park will be travelling to Cheltenham for the festival. It'll be Prestbury Park for the week. And he was fitted for his tweed suit. Matt the tailor, who was listening yesterday, came in and sorted him out. And you'll hear a bit of that as well. So enjoy.
Good afternoon, Barry Bannon. That was almost a long one. Good afternoon, everybody. And yes, good afternoon, Paul. Lovely evening last night at the London Football Awards.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. And
have you made your Dan Wooten-like gossip column notes from the evening?
Well,
have you got a rundown of stuff?
I've got a few notes.
That's good.
Jordan Ayew was on the next table, and he was up for goal of the season. And it was quite a long evening for him because it was the last award to be decided. And sorry, you can fill up more than half a cup. It's okay.
Hi, Andy. You're
like
a
rations.
You're a piece of work. You're a piece of work.
I am, sorry. Thank you very much.
Jordan Ayew was sitting there all evening, wasn't he?
Mainly,
he wouldn't do that. Mainly on his phone.
He was only on his phone. Max reckoned he was trying to change his energy supply.
Well, I think he did. I think the way it panned out, I think he went with Eon. And I think the website he did it through is going to mean free cinema tickets every Wednesday night for a year.
Brilliant,
so I think Jordan did quite well. So he sat there all evening to see Son Heung-min win it for his goal against Burnley in the summer. Laurie Palacio, our Arsenal supporting one of our bosses here, said, how can he win it? It was just running. So bitter.
It was a great goal. And Ben Foster was on the next table too. And what a top man he is. He's a really lovely fellow. He was on with Jimmy. You all heard him earlier in the week. And
I think the future, if he wants it, in media awaits, really.
Oh,
He's very, very good at it, isn't he?
And at one point, he sipped my wine by mistake. So I hope I haven't given him anything.
Oh, yeah. Or he's given you something.
Well, who knows? That's
who knows? Yeah, that's
more, it's more likely the other way around.
He was good.
And there was a Pearly King and Queen there. And
there was.
It was like your natural home. I noticed you gravitated to them straight away.
So that's just the brethren. We were talking about rat catchers.
Yeah.
They were telling me the derivation of the Pearly King and Queen and where it came from, because obviously knew all the history.
Yeah.
They were the sort of King's Cross. But I mean, I thought they'd be a bit more gentrified. Surely if you're the Pearly King of King's Cross, you've got a kind of hipster beard these days, haven't you?
Do they have one of Hampstead? Probably not.
No, they might do Hampstead Garden suburb, the Pearly King. But they were talking to me about, I don't know where he got into the subject of rat catching.
Not a
conversation I expected to have last night, but we did.
And I got home and
James Gordon Davis wasn't there. He could have just waved straight in on that one.
Yeah,
former Fulham and City striker.
I got home and the wife said to me.
The wife. I do enjoy the wife. It's great. It's a great throwback.
She was trying to, for reasons that I may go into next week, it's a very complicated story, but I needed to have a utility bill with my full name on it, not Andy Jacobs, but Andrew Jacobs.
Okay, yeah.
A bit complicated. So she rang up the utility company to request a change of name.
And they said, we just had Jordan Ayew on it.
Yes,
fantastic. Just changed his supplier. Do you know him?
Yeah. And the woman asked Sue to get me to come to the phone to confirm that it was in fact me.
Yeah.
And of course I wasn't.
And did you confirm it was in fact you?
I was working, I was on air.
Oh, okay.
So what she decides to do is to go next door and ask one of our neighbours if he'll come on to the phone and say...
That's technically fraud,
Of course
Andy.
It is.
That's technically fraud.
Not just technically, it is.
It is indeed
but
fraud.
But I love her thinking, because she, the bloke she's asked, he's Scandinavian. Danish, I guess. But he doesn't do a three-hour show on British National Radio.
Right.
I mean, what if the woman had been a fan of the show? You know, and he came on, hello, I'm Andy Jacobs. He should have thought, it doesn't sound like that on TalkSport. It's more Danish than I imagine.
So someone came in and had to be, It goes back to that game, that West Ham match you went to Upton Park.
I know.
And you sat in the away end and amongst all the Herberts.
Yeah.
And you had to pretend to be Scandinavian when Chelsea scored and you almost celebrated.
I love the Premier League football. It's great.
That's good. That's good. That. You can get, get away with that.
But anyway, actually, it all turned out okay in the end because while they were on hold, when finally the woman came back, the bloke standing there prepared to do it, she didn't ask him to, so it was fine. But I agree with you, technically fraud.
Technically
and completely
fraud.
Bonkers.
We don't condone that, kids. We shouldn't be doing that. Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Anyway, good news from yesterday's story where we told you about the jolly fisherman from Skegness. He was under threat, the kind of famous mascot, because no one would get in the mascot suit, apparently. They didn't have storage space for the suit. And health and safety said you can't be in a mascot suit for longer than 20 minutes. So we were worried that it might have a knock-on effect to the world of football mascots. But the good news today is the skeggy, jolly fisherman has been saved after a meeting last night.
Oh, that's good.
Breaking news.
The other thing that happened last night, I had one of my paintings was in the live auction.
That's lovely.
It was the original of the Panini-style print that I did for Willow. Mm. And so the thing is, when that happens and you're sitting there, what you don't want to happen is that nobody bids, because it would be incredibly embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I said to Max Rushton, look, just put in a bid, and if nobody else bids...
Like a stalking horse.
Yeah, if nobody else wins, I'll give you the money back. Okay, he was so reluctant.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the end, two people did bid, so I'm pretty pleased to see that
it went to a good home.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. You weren't alone. They have auction items. You have a little iPad thing, and it says items without any bids at the moment. And yours was on there quite early on.
Yeah.
But so was a signed Chelsea shirt. Obviously not as popular as it used to be. Not had any bids for that.
Well, I did bid for the Frank Lampard signed shirt.
Yeah,
but,
you did. No joy?
No.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Good afternoon, it's Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. Motti joins us a little bit later on this hour to look at some of the big games this weekend. He'll stick around for the Falls panel. Alvin Martin will join us as well to give us an insight on what it's like to be playing behind closed doors. He did it back in the day for West Ham in a European game, and it will be a bit eerie, no doubt, but it could happen in the Premier League and beyond very soon. And Matt the Tailor will be our TalkSport listener today. We have a live panel beater. He's coming in to fit Sockley Park, renamed Prestbury Park, for Cheltenham next week. To Andy's good friend, Sockley Park, the glove park.
Yeah, I think you've underestimated the popularity of Sockley, because...
Have I?
I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the year, Instagram, they send you a thing saying your nine most liked photos of the year.
Mm.
And bearing in mind, you know, I've put photos of my artwork that's taken me hours to do and days and all that.
Yeah.
And photos of great stars that we've met.
But you put an old Christmas stocking on your hand with a couple of fake eyes.
Most popular photo of the year.
What about
me
that?
And Sockley by
you
the
and
Talk
Sockley.
Sport
it's
like.
Gone the kind of Kardashian style lengths, is it really?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. Now, real shock for people living in Italy at the weekend. I don't know if you saw this. Setacani is the place. It's a little village. And what happened was that there was a mix-up in this part of northern Italy. The local winery is connected to the local water supply, but there was a valve malfunction during some maintenance they did. And wine started coming out of the taps.
Alan's dream.
Well, bloke said he went to have a shower, and he turned it on, he was showering in wine, which I think Alan did actually have a dream about once. So it's in the Emilia Romana. Listen out. Ray Parler and Alan Brazil live in Setacane, the village.
He's ringing the Ligon Arms now in Broadway Centre.
I can't make it. I'll be there Tuesday. I'm in Italy Monday. Ray, pack your bags. It's wine out the taps. Yeah, he'll be doing all that, won't he? What about that? What a
very funny moment on breakfast this morning with him and Ali, where he's claimed that he's going to turn up definitely going to be at all 5 days of Cheltenham. Because I think
he was last year, wasn't he?
I think no. Yeah,
he didn't make all 5 days. I'm sure he did.
No,
yeah,
I think there was one missing, wasn't there? I don't know. Well,
is our mate Ozzy always says he'll be a non-runner for, but he never is a non-runner. No. Is he? He's always there.
I can't wait for one of Ozzy's special dog tips.
That's right. Yeah, one of the highlights of the week is when
at Brighton.
Alan's mate Ozzy gives us the 1:13 from Romford. Sets us up.
He's never won
week.
Except the one time I wasn't on it, and then you all got
that. Was hilarious. You thought, oh, I'm not going off course,
and then we all never mind off course, not even off animal.
We won and you didn't. You were absolutely gutted. It was fantastic. Yeah,
but there was at the time when we had that big win, and Mike Vovo wasn't involved, but we cut him in generously, I thought.
Did we? Oh, yeah, yes. I'd forgotten that.
No, I hadn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm still upset about it.
he did make all 5 days. Yeah, it's been confirmed. Oh, okay. I remember because people kept saying, oh, he won't make it Friday.
Well,
and
well
there
that's
he was.
Tremendous. Fallon Sharrock, the darts player, is ready to stop kissing her rivals in a bid to beat the coronavirus. Mm. I mean, well, that's good, but I'm not sure it's going to stem the outbreak, but fair enough, Fallon.
She's talking about wearing gloves, isn't she, for games? like the Queen.
Yes.
Well, she does not when the Queen plays darts. I meant the Queen
can't
wearing
play
gloves.
Dancing
I mean,
gloves.
The Queen always wears gloves, though. I mean, she doesn't. This is not just coronavirus. She's a constant glove wearer.
I'd say she would. She doesn't want to touch normal people's hands.
Okay, well, it's not the way that they sell it in the.
Talking of the royal family, did you see the Duchess of Cambridge in Ireland yesterday with a hurling stick? And
she was supping Guinness the other day, wasn't she?
Eth Kate or Middleton for Galway. I thought I'd give her that one.
Oh, they love you, Michael O'Hare, the Irish, apparently.
And
I love you. Just do that for Ruby on Monday. Look at his face. That'll be a joy, won't it?
I might leave it till Friday.
Yeah, okay. I think you might do, yeah.
And the headline in the paper today, mass culling of badgers to end.
Oh, dear.
Which is great.
Oh, no, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose. It depends how you look at it, really.
Well, it's great news for...
I don't know what to say. Is it good or bad?
Well, let me fill you in. It's great news for Professor Tony Badger, historian and Master of Clare College, Cambridge, whose birthday is today.
Oh, okay.
So well done to him.
So he's safe for
and
now.
Talking of that... Have you got Pele available, Bill?
Okay, well, you've sprung it on him a bit, but...
I like to do these things. And...
Whose birthday is it?
Well, I'm going to find out in a minute when I finally get to the... It was yesterday, actually. Here it is. It's the Chief Executive of Crossrail from 2011 to 2018, Andrew Wolstenholme.
Okay, right.
And, they're well behind...
What sort of spread are you giving me? The point of the game.
This is the point
it's
of the
not just
game.
About your weak gag. It's actually a game. Yeah.
I think I'm going to give you... you're so good. I'm going to give you 6.
Okay, got me within 6.
Within 6, yeah. It's quite hard.
Listeners, have a go at home. Andrew Wolstenholme.
Andrew Wolstenholme, Chief Executive of Crossrail, 2011 to 2018.
Okay, have a and guess. Course, how old do you think he is?
That's right. Crossrail, of course, is well behind schedule. They think it's all over. It isn't now.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. That's what he said when he left. That was his final comment.
Because his name's Wolstenholme.
Well, that is the idea, obviously. It may well be related.
We don't want to
I don't know if he ever said the whole of the ball's got to be over the whole of the line.
I'd say 67. 67.
He is, in fact, 61. You've done it again.
I haven't, because you... Oh, yes, I just about did it. I just about did it. Right.
You know how you
I've
these...
got planning news.
Oh, good, go on.
Yeah. And we've got the jingle as well.
Oh, yeah. Planning news on TalkSport.
Great. I say I've got planning news. I can't find it there. It's great, isn't it? I've got planning news somewhere. Now, where is it?
News. Where's your planning news?
It's my planning news.
Does it involve a sports person?
It doesn't. No,
well,
it involves
you
one of the members...
You told me off last time for bringing in one that didn't involve a sports person.
It involves one of the members of the Three Degrees, but can I find it? Can I... No, I can't find it.
Okay. Well, let me do this one.
Okay,
go on.
Sorry, we've done
it.
The jingle now. I feel so bad.
Non-planning news.
No planning news.
No planning. You get those amazing photos, sort of wildlife photos. And this one is basically, it says here, the caption, nail-biting snaps show cheetahs close to drowning while crossing a swollen river in Africa. Mm. The animal's successful fight for survival was captured in the Masai Mara Reserve in Kenya. And you can see that the big cats, they're kind of looking directly at the photographer. And they're saying, can you stop taking our photo and just throw us a life belt, mate? They've got that look about them. It's quite amazing.
Help! You think it's got that look?
And we never mentioned, we tried to get him on, actually, but due to contractual reasons, I think he was signed with somebody else. Liverpool fan Luke Stangroom.
Yeah.
Finally had a haircut 9 months after vowing not to go to a barber until Jurgen Klopp's side lost in the league. Of course, they lost last week against Watford. Luke, 43, began his boycott 17 games into the 44-match unbeaten streak. Stream.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Luke Stangroom and his 44-match unbeaten streak.
Yes.
Of not getting his hair cut. The fan from Norwich said, the hair started to do my head in. I don't know why. He was quite bald when he started.
Mm.
And then he sort of had quite a lot of quite sort of wispy long hair.
Yeah.
But then he reverted to a sort of different sort of haircut. He didn't go back to number one.
He didn't, no.
And I was quite surprised at that. I thought
it's very much a kind of picture story, that, isn't it, really? It's quite reliant on seeing what they look
shoot
like.
Shoot the messenger. I'm trying to buy you time to find that planning news.
Oh, I've got some planning news. Good. Some planning news.
Hawksby and Jacobs planning news on TalkSport.
I would never have done Luke Stangroom and be for this.
Sheila Ferguson, the former Three Degrees singer, has joined forces with her ex-husband to launch a court battle against a housing developer over plans to demolish a house near her former home. Oh, what about that? Ms. Ferguson has argued that a garage where she stores memorabilia collected during her time with the Three Degrees could be damaged as part of plans to build a large property in Bray in Berkshire. You probably think, why are you giving us that? Well, we'll give you that because that's the way journalism works now. If you're not on social media, you're looking at planning applications and planning complaints. They are very much the staple of the modern journalist because you get a lot of planning. Who can possibly forget Kevin Keegan's extension? Will he or won't he get planning permission?
No, I think
he did in the end.
Yeah.
But I was trying to work
Sheila's memorabilia, though. When will we see it again? Come on.
It was only a matter of time. I was just about to say, I've been trying to work in when will I see you again line, but I couldn't. But you have, thankfully, Andy. Top of your head. That's brilliant. That was planning news then. We're trying to bring you some. We don't play at the end. We play a jingle at the end. Shall we? Well,
we've got
Steve to do it.
Yeah,
it probably cost a few quid to get him in to do it. So here it is then.
Planning news on TalkSport.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
The Hawksby and Jacobs daily podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Hawksby and Jacobs daily podcast from TalkSport.
Here in the studio is someone who kindly phoned up yesterday and said he could make a tweed, or he could bring in some tweed for Sockley Park and his puppet pal. There he is, completely
tweeded. We haven't made the suit. This is just the sort of for the fitting.
Yeah, there's a few chalk marks on it.
Yeah,
but
John's having a great problem with this item, I'm afraid.
Well, I found it quite hard to understand. Is it designed for Cheltenham? That's the question.
Yeah, well, it will be.
Now. Tweed.
Yeah.
Now he's in the tweed.
I'll get him a little cap.
Do a little bit of punditry, I think, next week. He's going to try and go top tipster competition.
Oh, probably be better than we are,
Probably will be. Matt the Tailor has joined us. Matt, thank you very much for coming in and bringing in the material today. You are, you're a West Ham fan, yeah?
Yeah, West Ham fan.
Fantastic. And there's a nice bit of traditional tweed that you bought. You gave us a bit of herringbone, but Andy, you've got more tweed.
I've got the tweed. Matt's brought in the line. He's brought the whole lot. I don't know what he thinks my wife will be able to do with it.
She can knock up a suit for a glove puppet, I'm sure, in an evening.
It'll be more like it is now, but just stitched.
Yeah, fantastic. You've been to Cheltenham, Matt? Have you ever had the
I've been to Cheltenham a lot. It's really good, really good. Always try and get there for the first day. You've got to be there for the roar, haven't you?
It's always a lot of fun. So anyway, it's timely because we have a West Ham legend joining us now for the Fools panel. Alvin Martin, good afternoon, Alv.
Good afternoon, boys.
Lovely to talk to you. Before we get into the games, there was a piece in the Times earlier this week by Lee Clayton, which you were quoted in, about playing behind closed doors. And there's been some talk today that we might follow suit with Italy and start doing that fairly soon if the coronavirus increases. So, I mean, what was it like?
Well, you know, my memory, I'm not like Motti. Motti's like the Rain Man when it comes to remembering games and stuff. But it was a long time ago. Well, it was Wednesday, the 1st of October, 1980, and we were playing Castilla in a return leg in the Cup Winners' Cup. And I remember the programme was 50 pence, actually.
Wow.
See, I'm saying...
That's living with you, isn't
memory.
It?
The only reason I can tell you that, Paul, is I'm sitting in my one of my rooms. I've got, like, some memorabilia.
Right.
And I've actually got the programme from that night. I'm looking at it now. I've got it framed with all the signatures on it. So that's why my memory's so good.
That's nice. That's
but we were 3-1 down, and we were banned, obviously, from having any fans at the return leg because there was some trouble in Madrid in the first game. So we played this game on that night. There were 262 people. There, including match officials and administrative staff, and it was just weird. There was I think about four or five policemen with the bobby hats on, you know, placed around the ground. Why on earth they were there, I don't know, because there wasn't anybody in there. So I don't know if they were expecting to happen. Maybe the directors were going to have a row or something, but it wasn't going according to plan. And then I think I think we'd scored three goals in the first half, and we were having a bit of a conflab in the dressing room. There was a couple of arguments going on, actually, because we were expecting to certainly be in a better position. And there was a knock on the door, and it was Mr. Len, our chairman. And he knocked on the door, and John Lyle was doing his team talk, and he opened the door, and Mr. Len was there. He was quite a small chap, and he was one of them old directors. He never used to talk. He used to... he spat out that... a few of the directors' wives had to come down and said that, can the players please keep the language down, because they could hear every word that was said because the ground was empty. And I think somebody from the back said, off, and righty-ho, and he went off, like, you know. But
righty-ho.
He's a fabulous little character. But look, we ended up winning that game. But it does remind me of, you know, when you play a game there's a full house there, the adrenaline that kicks in. Because I remember playing games where I'd had a couple of injuries, and I had one injury that was particularly bad, and I was played with it for about 4 or 5 weeks, and I was having painkillers. And then one day I was doing my warm up at Upton Park, and I remember thinking to myself, the warm up, I was still in quite a bit of pain, and I thought, I'm not going to be able to play. But as soon as we walked out into the tunnel, and then you hear the roar, you get an adrenaline kick that lifts you again. A lot of players rely on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big part of playing the game. And that day, as soon as I heard the crowd, and then you get that kick of adrenaline, I was able to get through the game, only about another two games before I actually packed in. But players do thrive on the atmosphere within the grounds.
Yeah, it does make you think, will the games be a bit low energy should that happen? But we'll see. Let's hope it doesn't.
Get used to it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Working. Martin Kellner is here. Martin!
I'm here!
Dan!
We haven't got time to look at anything.
Of course we have. Martin Kellner's here. It's a week of sport on TV. Let's just crack on, Martin. It's not eating your time any further.
No.
What's been going on?
Well, sometimes I watch things so you don't have to, and so the more elderly audience, say, amongst your listeners, doesn't have to.
Yeah.
So I did watch, and this was an ultimate sacrifice, I watched MOTDX, which is the new Match of the Day... Yes, Motodicks. That's what we'll call it from now, Motodicks.
Yeah.
And it's the new sort of mini Match of the Day format for young people.
Yeah.
Jermaine Genus sort of hosts the thing. So if you think of it, Jermaine Genus is... You know, I used to get films with a trendy vicar, would go down to the youth club and get the kids involved.
Like table tennis.
That's Jermaine Genus.
Can have a go on your scooter.
Correct.
That sort of thing, yeah.
That sort of thing. So Jermaine Genus is the sort of avuncular... I mean, what is he, 35, 38? Something like that. So, but he is the sort of avuncular vicar in charge of Craig Mitch, Chelsea Grimes and Michael Timms, or Timsy as we have to call him. So basically they go out and do sort of interviews, but because it's aimed at the young folk, you get sort of 3 seconds of something and 3 seconds of something else.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's very, very confusing for the elderly.
It's not a Frost-Nixon format is what you're
saying. It's not a Frost-Nixon format. It's nothing like Parkinson or anything like that.
It's a big mistake, this chasing this youth.
Of course it is.
In this way.
Nonsense.
Very say that.
No,
he's right. The man is right.
A very wise person. Very wise person said to me this week that basically, young kids actually enjoy hearing older pundits because they can then go into schools and go into pubs and spout off as if they know about football because they've heard, you know, Alan Shearer talk about it.
I like to think that people are going into schools and pubs spouting the sort of rubbish we spout. They're going to destroy their credibility.
Don't take it to that level.
I'm talking about proper pundits.
Okay, fair enough.
But a lot of kids do go around impersonating Roy Hodgson now, very much around Andy, Andy Stirling.
That's right, doing all their Wilson, Keppel and Betty material at school.
Yes, I did my Wilson, Keppel and Betty material in a... I do a column for 40-20, which is a rugby league match.
Yeah.
And I was talking about washing your hands because it's ridiculous. You've got to wash your hands for sort of 20 seconds every time.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it might save your life, but it's ridiculous.
I was saying I said in this column that the backs of my hands are now feel like the underneath of Wilson, Keppel and Betty's trainers.
Well, that is one for the
teenagers.
That is
a really good line, though.
Yeah, kids, take that one into school. Try that in the
Well, I've pointed
tonight.
Them towards YouTube.
It's having lots and lots of young presenters like this. I mean, give it a few months and, you know, there may be an opening for them, really, the way things are going.
Martin and I could present Match of the Day X.
That was an alternative week. They could just have an old week.
That would be great. I'm up for that.
To be Chelsea Grimes has been in the studio before. She's a lovely girl.
She's great.
She was very good.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's not aimed
specifically at us, is it really?
No, it's not aimed at us at all. We should not be watching.
No, we should not be watching.
I mean, for instance, the tune of the week was Young T and Bugsy performing Bully Beef.
Wasn't Bully Beef and Carrots, was it?
No, it wasn't Bully Beef and Carrots. They start the interviews with, "How are you, bro? Do you ever start in your interviews with 'How are you, bro'?"
No, I haven't done that. Really. Maybe next time Motti's in after, I could throw him that particular curveball.
However, if I take nothing else away from MOTDX, it's the fact that at Bayern Munich, they grind their own nuts.
Do they?
Yes.
They grind their own nuts.
They do. Really? Yeah. I mean, basically, the guy, and I can't remember which one of these...
Is it a bit like grinding your teeth?
They've got a machine.
A machine.
Because it's protein, you know, so they put all the nuts in the machine.
Okay.
And one of these young kids there, who I couldn't quite work out what he was saying, but I think he was saying that he's a great fan of peanut butter.
Okay.
Yo, peanut butter, massive respect to peanut butter. He was doing all that. And then he went around Bayern Munich's training facility.
And saw the nut grinder.
Yeah, and he said it was the best peanut butter he'd ever had.
Wow, that's fantastic.
One of these kids.
I'm going to watch that back.
Yeah, that's very well worth watching.
Okay.
But they were talking about the new Chelsea star, overnight sensation,
Billy Gilmore.
Yeah. And well done the BBC for restricting themselves to 4 times doing the Happy Gilmore joke.
Okay.
Gilmore's happy, he's happy Gilmore, etc.
Must be difficult not to. Billy Gilmore does sound like the name of a comic, of a young star in a sort of an old comic back in Scorcher or something back in the day, doesn't it?
Well, apparently he said to one of these young people that he trains on square sausages, tatties and scones. And there was a long debate about what square sausages are. We all know what square sausage is because we've had it up in... There's an lawn sausage.
Of course, we've had it up
in Edinburgh.
He speaks a bit of Mandarin. Do you know this, Billy?
No.
He's learnt a bit of Mandarin. So maybe Oscar's going to tap him up and he's going to go and play in China once he's done at Chelsea.
He's got a lot of football intelligence. So it's not surprising.
Certainly has. Trent Alexander-Arnold, on the other hand, isn't a chess player. It's been going around on the internet. He plays chess.
He's played against one of the great Magnus Carlsen. He played against him, didn't he?
Well, he said he doesn't play chess.
Oh, okay. Really?
Obviously, he doesn't play much chess.
Fake news.
No wonder he lost to Magnus Carlsen.
Yeah. But if you're interested.
Never played a game in his life. Yeah. Magnus hammered
him. Against the grandmaster. No wonder he only lasted 2 minutes.
Very difficult, isn't it? His Nando's order, if you want to know the trends. This is how much stuff there was on this show. A lot of stuff on it.
What does he have from Nando's?
Do
you want to try and guess, Andy? What did you think? He goes mash or chips?
This is what flavour. Does he go for the very spicy?
Medium.
He is medium. Not lemon and herb.
No.
Medium.
Okay. Medium is actually hotter than very hot. I don't know why that is.
That can't be right.
I know, but it is.
Yeah.
This
just doesn't stand up at all to any kind of scrutiny, does it?
No.
Bingo, you're... Black card.
Yeah. Anyway, that was MOTDX. If you're interested, Young Philly, and this is a guy who's called Young Philly. That's his name.
Young Philly.
I know it sounts like Cheltenham.
Why don't we get them all in and do H and JX?
You should get them in.
We should do a much older show with much older people. What would that be?
That's what you're doing.
We're already doing that.
What else I watched this week? Because you want something else. I watched No Filter Boxing on BT Sport, where David Hay and the presenter, whose name I've forgotten, but they go through the fight, you know, the Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder fight. And I'm always feeling a bit uncomfortable with boxing in that, you know, you are basically, especially heavyweight boxing, you are basically trying to bash the brains out of your opponent there.
Yeah.
And they went through a punch, a right-hander, which you would have missed, actually, even if you were watching the fight, where he just sort of brushed his chin. And they were saying that's a really good punch because it scrambles his brains. And then for the next few minutes, he doesn't quite know what's happening. And that was sort of very uncomfortable talking about. And do you think that's always the sort of subtext of boxing?
Hmm.
However much you get interested in a fight, there is always the subtext that what the one guy's trying to do is hurt the guy very bad. Even if, you know, there's no animus there, as there probably wasn't much between Fury and Wilder. The ultimate aim, isn't it? The fact that the expression scrambles. You know, I winced when David Hay said, you know, that's a great punch. It scrambles his brains. You can't really see it. You know, it was a right-hander that you wouldn't... No. You know, some punches you wince, don't you?
Yeah.
You see it and you wince. This, you hardly noticed it.
Wow.
But apparently... And there were... I mean,
it's an age-old conundrum. Trying to defend boxing morally has always been a difficult thing.
Yeah. I don't want Rob Armstrong to feel bad this weekend. So Rob Armstrong is the presenter of No Filter Boxing, the guy you can remember. So
right.
It's the only right we
well, you must have had a I should write these. Your brain.
My brain was slightly scrambled at that moment, I wasn't able to do it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon. We return on Monday live from Cheltenham, the Lansdowne pub from 1. We'll be lovely to see you if you can pop down. Lots of top guests. And then, of course, throughout the week, we'll be at the festival once it gets underway on Tuesday. Have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.